A little push goes a long way. When I was a kid, mother pushed me to take up a hobby. To be honest, I wasn't interested in her idea at all. So when I was taken to a music teacher's house for the first piano lesson, I was overcome by fear and cried my heart out. The music teacher turned out to be a harsh woman. In the beginning, I couldn't finish the music composition she assigned for my daily practice. In those days, I dreaded the teacher so much that I often found myself praying that the teacher was taken ill or that she wouldn't have time to teach me. As strict as the teacher was, she was encouraging. As long as progress was detected in me, she would praise me. After some time, I found I was able to sit on the piano stool for a longer time. When I was lost in my practice, the teacher would stand by and smile. In time, I started to enjoy the music coming from my fingertips. Back at home, mother recorded me playing some pieces on the piano. She shared the beat on her social media. It earned a lot of likes and thumbs ups from her friends. Gradually, my confidence level went up. Because of my heavy middle school study schedule, I wasn't able to participate in any piano competitions. That was a regret. Since I started high school, I haven't practiced the piano very much. To my amazement, when I feel relaxed and sit down at the piano, music can still come out as my fingers are dancing on the keys. I am known by friends and family as a person whose enthusiasm for a thing doesn't last for over 10 minutes, yet the piano has stuck with me for over 10 years. Looking back, I couldn't appreciate more mother's pushing me to take up the piano in the first place. Over the years, I shed many tears for the difficult compositions, and the idea of giving up came up again and again. Thanks to mother's initial push and my own eventual perseverance, today I own a meaningful hobby. My piano skills have equipped me to see glorious views on my life journey, and my drive for a better self gets stronger and stronger as time goes on.